Can you tell me about a moment that your daughter Annie impressed you at camp?
Yes. So over the past, this is her fourth summer here in a row. She was also here in 2011 as a Menahuni, but when she was two. But since she was a Lowlander for 2 years and her second Lowlander and her first Dolphin summer, she began appearing on the stage very often in interludes, and she was in the show and loved performing arts and loved going and loved the counselors there. And as all the children have, had so many opportunities to be on stage and to be silly and to be, you know, just emotive and performing and all those kinds of things. And in a very, very safe place, in a way where you could get up on stage and like whistle or like, you know, do any stupid thing that you thought was funny, and you would get applause, and people were always, and most of the time it was funny. But as her mother, I would cringe often, just worried for her and like, oh God, is this going to be good? But I think that all those opportunities that she had to sing and perform and be on stage and to do all those things gave her a level of confidence that most 8 or 9 year olds don't have. And you can see it on her face when she performs here and elsewhere. So in third and fourth grade, she just finished fourth grade, and in third and fourth grade, her elementary school started doing musical productions. They had done like cabarets or like little elementary school performances and things, but not a full musical. And last year she auditioned for a part in Peter Pan and got Mrs. Darling, who has a solo song in Peter Pan. And everybody who saw the show, and I hadn't seen her rehearse, so I didn't really know what to expect before I saw it, but she stood up in front of the stage and sang a lullaby that her character sings in Peter Pan, and I was flabbergasted. And every other parent that we knew came up to me, and they were just like, oh my God, how did she learn how to do that? She has so much presence. She has so much poise. You know, does she act professionally? All this kind of stuff. And I was like, no, we just go to camp where everybody's on stage all the time and, you know, those kinds of things. And then this year she had the lead in Singing in the Rain. She played Kathy Seldon. And the same thing. She just, you know, she doesn't have the best voice. She's, you know, she's not like, you know, destined for Broadway. But her confidence and her comfort on stage and her, she's all in. She's all in when she's up there and has no fear. And if she had not had all of the opportunities here to practice that and to just be in a place where that was fun and exciting and okay and low stakes, I think she would never have had those opportunities at school. And she loves performing. She loves musical theater. I think it's just going to keep going and going and going. And I'm happy that she has that, you know, to see her through middle school and high school, hopefully.